This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, most Penguins fans I talk to on a regular basis were actually thrilled with last night's result because they've actually reached the point where they want the Penguins to lose games to better their odds of getting a good pick in the draft lottery. Is that fair or foul fan behavior, in your opinion?
I think it's pretty fair. You know, I'm not sure if I'm pretty much thinking the same way. You know, I want to make sure in the draft that we get as high as possible. So you seek out maybe a guy that can play in your top six, a future first line center. You know, some future guys that have an impact on the Penguins down the road. And the more they win, you know, obviously the picks go down and down. But I don't know. It's a tough thing because you don't want to see the Penguins lose. But the positive is that the more they lose, the better pick they get. And you hope that there's someone that's like a, you know, a diamond in the rough that can change the outlook of the Penguins in a couple years down the road.
TK, I think it's pretty simple what you want these last, 12 games now. You want Tristan Jarry to play as much as possible, the Penguins to lose like 2-1 with him racking like a 940 save percentage, and Crosby to just continually get in on the only point that they have, either score or assist. He beats Gretzky, Jarry looks appealing in the trade, and they sink like
a stone.
Wait
a minute, you want Jarry to play well? I'm worried that if Jarry plays well, they're just going to trick themselves into thinking he's the guy next year. Yes.
TK, you don't think
he's
right. Yes,
I do think that.
You don't think they're going to talk themselves into Jarry.
Absolutely, I do.
Guys, that is like part of this question because I love a feel-good story. I love a guy that's been in the dumps, that's had every odd against him. He went down. He knows what it feels like for everything wrong to happen to him and then kind of come out on the other side. But on the business standpoint, well, you got to get rid of him, right? Like you're hoping he does well and you get rid of him just because of like, you know, again, he can play good the last couple games here, but I want to see him in a high pressured playoff game and see how he performs right now. Like
I don't, because you know, I know how that goes with him. I hate watching him in playoff games, Tyler. It's scary.
Well, exactly. We don't know how he's going to react to that. So that's why you probably have to trade him and you hope he plays well. But, you know, going to Sid, where do you guys think he ranks on 5-on-5 points in the league?
I saw that tweet. I think he was third, which was remarkable because he was ahead of McDavid on that list.
You already saw it.
No, because I loved it. People sent it to me, and I'm like, I love how at this age, on this team, he's still as good as it gets.
It's unreal.
Yep.
Like 5-on-5 is like, it's hard to score in the NHL 5-on-5. And for him to be third ahead of McDavid, Kucherov, like, what a feat that is alone, you know, and that just shows how good Sidney Crosby still is.
TK.
And
I didn't mean to cut you off there. Sid, it is
you
an
did,
astonishing
but it's okay.
stat. I know. Well, I think for good reason, though, when you hear what our guy Donnie experienced last night at the game. He was there. He was sitting in the big time seats where the food and the drink are free, TK. But
yeah,
that
so
was,
what kind of number did you do on him last night, Don? Give us a tale of the tape.
Did you go hard in the food and drink section?
I didn't do as much damage as I think you guys are anticipating.
He's a responsible adult, though, and it's a weeknight.
The whole point is to do as much damage as possible.
I know.
Damage it up.
I know. I mean, but so it was dollar hot dog night. The hot dogs down there were free.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of those. The like cookie dessert table was very, very good. They had a little snack area where you can like grab and go back out.
Love
your
a
seat.
Good snack area.
And you know how I am with popcorn, so I took two of those bags out there for the first period, and I got another one in for either the
second
or
third. Okay, so you did good work.
Yeah, but, and then they had like the I don't know, like the higher class food, I guess you could say. Like they had that little
hoity-toity
section
food
too. Yeah. Mm.
Did you get after any of the hoity-toity?
Little bit. They had like a like shrimp and orzo,
ooh,
which is pretty good.
Uh huh. Tyler, you get invited into some of those big wig club spots at games?
Like at the suites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when I go to the games, I usually sit in a suite. You know, and it's nice. It's quiet.
Are you taking advantage of the food, of the free food? Are you someone that really goes to town in those spots?
No, I think the best thing about the food is you don't have to wait. You know, you're not waiting in line. You're not really moving from your suite. Everything is right there.
Yeah.
Obviously, when the dessert cart comes around, and I love the brownie and ice cream. I get at least, you know, one brownie, a couple scoops of ice cream. But I like the sweets. It's a good thing. But I don't go there hungry to fill up. You know, I just, you know, most of the time I eat before I go.
Who was the most thrifty guy you played with who would always take advantage of little free things, always trying to save a buck here and there, always trying to mooch off free food and stuff like that from your playing career, Tyler?
So this guy, I think he's at probably 80 million. He's made 100 million. So I played with a guy, Brent Burns.
Yep.
Guy's been in the league forever.
Playing in Carolina, no
really
teeth.
He really thought different. Like, he was very cheap towards the team. So, like, he used to come and bring a huge backpack and all that stuff. And I remember filling his backpack up with, like, water, BioSteel, all this stuff. And I'm like, Burnsy, what are you doing? He goes, if they want me to play good tomorrow, I need to hydrate today. And I was like, Burns, you're making like 10 million this year. Like, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I know, but they're responsible for making me hydrated. So he would, you know, use everything
kind of genius
to his advantage, but like,
I like it.
Other things he would be cheap. He'd give all guys like all this great stuff that he had sponsorships with. But he was a guy that was a little different because of how much money he was making, and just seeing him like put bottles of water from the fridge and like BioSteel and all that stuff in his huge pack sack to bring it home to drink.
How about when Joe Thornton walked around Pittsburgh with no shirt on when the Penguins were playing the Sharks in the Stanley Cup final? Was that regular jumbo behavior to just have the man boobs out and stuff around town?
Dude, that is jumbo in such a nutshell. Like, jumbo is like when I went from Pittsburgh, which was like really close to like a military camp where it was like every day going to work and like we were there to win. Like, our goal every year was to win the Stanley Cup and beat everyone, you know, and like, obviously it's led by Sid, how he eats, how he works hard. Like, if you don't work hard in practice, like, you're just not going to fit in that Penguin group, you know? And when I went out to San Jose, it was like as close to a country club of I've ever seen. It was so fun coming to the rink. And, you know, it's 85, 80 degrees. You're wearing flip-flops every day. Jumbo's running around the dressing room naked, having fun, laughing, and just having a good old time, you know? And, like, that is like San Jose. Like, San Jose was such a fun place to play. And, like, I'll never forget, like, in Pittsburgh, like, I was nervous before testing, my whole 6 years here, where I was like, I got to go to bed early. I got to score, right? Even if I was on a two-year deal, you know, guaranteed. When I went to San Jose, we were in training camp. Guys are just, like, having fun. We already knew who was on the team. And we were about to, like, get our bag skate in, like, you know, getting in shape. Mm-hmm. And I remember Joe Thornton went up to the coach and said, hey, hurry up. We have a tee off at Pebble Beach in an hour and 20, and it takes an hour to get there. So we got to spin this up a little bit. And I swear to God, we did one lap. Ref blew the whistle. I look over. Burnsy and Jumbo are gone, flying down the highway. In Burns used to have this like lifted up Jeep with no top, like SoCal, California, clubs in the back. They had a day, but like when it came down to play, like those two, like they knew when to turn it on, you know. But it was like that was the difference, you know, and probably that's why they never win in San Jose, but like, and why they win in Pittsburgh. But
TK,
again, just seeing the different cultures was like unreal.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
All right, boys, have a great day.
There you go, Tyler Kennedy.
I thought for sure we were getting Donnie's other experience from that game. Uh-oh.
Okay,
oh,
one more.
Wait,
go ahead,
one
TK.
More, yes.
He's back.
Wait. You know there's we're having tandems in golf.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Me wait. And Doran, Pony and Pop, if you guys want to play, we're going to have a little tournament.
Oh boy.
Winner goes on.
Wait a minute. So you're paired up with Doran and I'm paired up and I'm paired up with Pomp?
No. Pomp's who's Pomp with?
You just said me. You said Pony.
I think he Starkey meant maybe. Starkey.
Oh, he's with Starkey.
Yeah, I said Starkey. Yeah.
And then okay. It would be me and Pony?
Yeah.
Well,
man, I know Sid's done some heavy lifting at times to carry the Penguins when the rest of the team hasn't wanted to be carried, but I think I would feel like I would need back surgery after carrying Pony around, TK.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we're playing at Neverwood. I got to play my home course, and I suck at every other course. I suck at Neville.
And your partner's Doran?
Have you seen Doran swing, by the way?
All he says is he's an athlete, so we'll see. All he tells me, he's like,
well, Charles
I'm
Barkley
an athlete.
Is also a Hall of Famer, and we've all seen his swing. I don't know really what that means.
Yeah,
all right. All right, TK, thank you.
Let's do it,
we'll
TK.
Make it happen.
We'll make it happen.